In a world where identities are swallowed by corporations yearning for your hard-earned money, and the human experience gets further reduced into sellable ad space for the same greedy mongoloids that never had a childhood themselves, few public spaces remain truly untouched, as is the case with the Joe Van Secret Podcast. Shh. No one needs to know about this. It's just a hobby. No ads here. Just me and a bunch of faceless people talking about life. All right, and with that, I will introduce my first guest. Well, for this current episode, guest number 15, please say hello.
Oh, hello, everybody. Hey.
All right.
How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yes, thanks for having me.
No problem. So before I ask you a couple questions, I actually have some fun facts that, will intrigue not just you, but the audience themselves before beginning.
Right, that was a really solid intro for the podcast.
I'm sure it'll be temporary, but yeah, I wrote a little something. I thought it'd be better than not having an intro at all.
Cool, man. Definitely something different, so I really like that about it.
Well, thank you very much. All right, so for the first fun fact I got for you here, when you hear a bullwhip snap, it's because the tip is traveling faster than the speed of sound. So it's not actually snapping the other part of the whip. When the bullwhip comes out, it actually just goes travels faster than the speed of sound.
And whips. It travels faster than sound.
Which makes that popping sound, yeah.
Exactly.
And
it's like the
sonic boom.
SpaceX, yeah. Have you heard of what's going on with SpaceX?
What's that? That they've just all the upgrades.
Elon Musk's the second company. So what they've done is they flew a rocket. I don't know, from somewhere like San Francisco. Where, I don't know where exactly where they launched the rocket from.
Yeah.
But they landed it in West United States. Like, and people in San Jose and stuff, they were looking at the sky and they see this huge, like, cool, like, sky looking, smoky, cool thing in the air.
Yeah.
And it's from the rocket that, the SpaceX rocket, which basically right now, because it's reusable, it's a sustainable rocket.
Yes.
It means that they can fly rockets 1/10 the cost of what NASA suggested for launching a rocket.
Yeah.
And they can optimize it to more. So it's crazy, man, what's going on with SpaceX. And people with the link to the sonic boom that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I've definitely talked about it before on the podcast. I love everything that's going on there. I'm a huge fan of the future of space travel. It's the future.
Right.
Yeah, how can we say no to the future, right?
Of course,
it's great.
Of course.
Absolutely. Now,
so yeah, sonic boom. I think they were warning. SpaceX was warning in the area. They're like, okay, well, you're gonna warn the residents that they might hear some sonic booms.
Yeah, just to let them know it's not like a bomb or anything.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
Crazy. So, like, in the future, we're going to be hearing sonic booms all the time.
Yeah, every travel that goes off to the moon or Mars.
Yeah, and just like even traveling between countries, we're going to travel.
Maybe, yeah.
If it's worth to go to Australia in like 2 hours in a rocket, then
I would definitely pay extra for that. Yeah.
Would you rather go on a rocket or on a plane?
It depends. If I got a good book, I'll take the plane. But otherwise, I think everyone would go for the rocket. Yeah. Amazing. All right. Well, hey, we got similar interests there as far as, keeping our eyes peeled on whatever Elon Musk is doing with SpaceX. Great. So on to the first official question for you. How was your day today?
It was a great day, actually. So that's a very general question, but yeah, it's been a great day so far.
That's good.
Yesterday I had a Thanksgiving dinner with some friends.
You did great.
Some family. Yeah, it was good and had some good food. And just really, relaxing and getting for the winter and thinking about business but it's important to have that social stability in one's life and to create that, even in the business world, because you need that kind of part that supports your whatever mission you're working on.
That's true.
It's good to connect with family and things like that, man. And that's kind of what I was up to. And then just thinking about Pi4 Digital all the time, right? I mean, I don't know if you should talking about Pi4 Digital because it's a secret podcast.
It is a secret podcast, but for those who have plugs, which of course you do, and then I even myself would do that, it's completely optional up to the guest I have on whether or not they want to reveal their identity. So you don't have to yet. You could be Chris or AJ or anyone, right? Nobody knows.
Yeah, exactly.
But that actually, that leads into my second question. What do you do for work?
Right, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So, right now, I'm actually trying to start up, I'm basically the CEO of this company, so apparently, I don't know, but I'm really trying to build a company, and the company, the whole idea of the company is to attract people naturally into the company that will fit within positions within the company that they can both, or that they can all have a growth opportunity or a place of growth that they can build their own business within the company.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a whole, it's like business 2.0. I like to think about it. So it's like a place where you're allowing the people to create the company and that culture of growth. And it's been really, really challenging, man. Let me tell you.
But in a good way, it's, you know, twists and turns and challenges only bring out the better in people. So, you know, I feel you. And I believe in what you're doing. For the audience, me and this guest, we have a bit of a relationship together. Whether his identity will be revealed or not, that'll, you know, I'm sure that'll come by the end of the podcast, but we'll see. So that concept of there being challenges sort of goes into the next question I have for you here, which is, what is the craziest part of your job currently? Or what has been the craziest?
Right. The craziest part, I mean, because to be in such a position of like the source of creation, the creator for these little creations within the creation itself, you have to be at a really, really, you have to be just really so advanced, just thinking ahead, very proactive.
Yes.
So I find being proactive, it's really not hard, but it requires a lot of focus and concentration.
Mm-hmm. And perseverance, all that jazz too.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And the focus and concentration, what it does to you is it sometimes puts you in isolation, meaning like you have to say no and just really stay focused on the mission as much as possible. But then what happens is, so that I find a challenge, because then I would have to decide, okay, how much energy I'm going to put into this week before I burn out.
Yeah.
Like just balancing how much you work.
Yeah, because that's
because
important.
I feel like I'm working all the time. That's one of the things that I find challenging. Mm-hmm. You pretty much end up working like 12. You know, a lot of people think about entrepreneurship as like the easy way out, but it's not. It's more like an opportunity for you even to grow further into the next level of your life. And always adapting and always dynamically changing and just going with the natural path of progression for you in your life. So as an entrepreneur, you take a lot of risk in doing that.
Yeah, because
you take a lot of risk.
Yeah, and I was going to say there's a lot of the idea is, the challenge that comes along with potential burnout and having to always be on your toes and always be on and always be working, it's definitely an ode to sort of the last podcast I had. We talked a lot about perseverance and just consistency and sticking with it and just, you know, always rolling with the punches, because when you own your own business, it's only up to you whether or not you're going to make a living or whether or not you're going to the advances in your life. It's not up to anyone else except yourself. So absolutely. I mean, that would be the craziest part of any CEO's position. So I definitely feel you.
But again, you can't really focus on that, because if you focus on that,
it's anxiety inducing.
Focus. Yeah. It takes I'm not, because you only can focus on so much.
Yeah.
So if let's say you can focus on like 100%, then this takes 20 or 30%, then it gives you a whole different projection in your life. So you literally cannot give it any weight. And if you give it weight, it's going to slow things down. And that's one of also the other challenges that I'm going through right now. But it's just me being aware of it. That's what's going.
Yeah.
That's what's going through it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's me being aware of it and recognizing it, then you're in control. And that's what it is. It's also about being in control so much of the time. And being able, because what you're trying to do is by being in control, you make decisions. You have to constantly constantly. We're talking about consistently. So we're talking about, you have to constantly
be making decisions that
make bad decisions. Maybe like fly 2, 3, 4 times a day.
Yes.
And when you're taking decisions, like it changes the whole trajectory of the company too. So really, like the CEO, I can understand why CEOs get paid. Like, there's no value on how much value they bring to the company.
Yeah.
It's just how good of sales people they are. If they project themselves in a way that is more valuable to the company, then they get paid that amount.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you know what I mean?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, because it's entirely up to them how successful the business is. It could be steady as like a third-rate business. They could push to become like a first-rate business. But the amount of stress that comes with that and the amount of weight and impact every decision they make comes into play is immense, right? You know, so I can only imagine. But it's got to be something else. So, hey, since I got you here for the hour, I just like you to relax, you know, shake it off, you know, all the decisions here are on me, so you don't have to worry about a thing. If I could find a way to get you to loosen up and relax for the next hour, then I've done my job right. So I'll do my best. Yeah. So on to the next question I got for you here. What was your childhood like? Do you think that there was a certain aspect of it that led to you building this business?
Oh, 100%, man.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, your whole life is connected, you know? For me specifically, I grew up in Jordan. I grew up in Amman. So that's, a city in the Middle East. And in Amman, there's a lot of poverty.
Yeah.
People are poor. Have this poor mentality. Like, they're just, you know, because poor or rich, it's just a mentality. You go through life the same way, you know, you have the same feelings. You know, you get mad, sad, angry, happy, whatever. The same feelings, right?
Yeah.
It's just, you either decide to do it in poverty or you decide to do it in, and maybe you have less, like, the bad feelings if you're well off, right? But poor people just choose to be poor people, believe it or not.
Depending on other variables as well. But if it's a second or first world country, then a lot of it comes down to the idea of capitalism, which is that you have to make the decision to propel yourself forward, whether it's getting a certain job or educating yourself. Yeah.
Or even in there, in these countries, I wouldn't say capitalism. I would say development, because these countries are still developing countries.
That's true.
Like, we are already developed here.
Yeah.
We are in the United States, North America, but in these countries, like, they're still, some of them are developing, some of them are underdeveloped still.
Yeah.
So it's the amount of also technological advancement and ideology, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's different. But, in these countries, they are very rich in culture. Culture is huge there. That's why I'm actually realizing I'm interested in culture itself.
Yeah.
Like the company culture. Like, you know, having a culture in the company.
Yeah.
That's something that you create within the members of the company.
That's
and
true.
That comes from where I come from. Like, we have very rich culture. So, it's very interesting to you have like poverty and a very rich culture, so it kind of like balances out. So yeah, it was like that, and then I went to like private schools from kindergarten all the way through to grade 8, 9.
Yeah.
Before coming to Toronto. And I learned English in like grade, you know, kindergarten, grade 1, 2, 3.
Oh yeah, I didn't think I know that. I was going to ask about that because in Canada, they used to have it where they would teach you French in grade 1, but then by grade 4, they changed the curriculum. Like by the time I got to grade 1, they switched it where it wasn't taught to me till grade 4, and then they gave up by grade 9, and they said, it's optional by now. So I never...
Oh, you took French, or you didn't?
Well, I took it when it was necessary, which was only for 5 years, and they... Barely touch anything. I know certain sentences, but I never learned the language, unfortunately.
Exactly. Cool.
You got to teach them when they're young.
Right, but yeah, I know you want to learn another language for sure, and you should definitely get on it, man. Like I'm actually trying to learn German.
German.
I think I want to go and work in Germany for a bit too.
Well, I mean, when people think of business, when it comes to engineering, they're extremely efficient when they make things. They don't make it to break like they do in the West.
And you know what else? They also do business with Japan.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's another part of the world that I'm very, very interested in and very curious about.
Yeah, Japan is, as well, has tons of culture too. So when business and culture mix, it's a propelling force. Like it's definitely a forward motion concept.
It only goes forward, yeah.
Yeah, you never see when business meets culture that it goes in reverse. Like it's the only thing that goes in reverse is when there's famine outbreaks or opioid outbreaks or whatever, because that's hitting big in North America. It's kind of unfortunate how much it is, especially considering the history of it happening in the Eastern culture.
Opium.
Yeah. Did you know about that? How in the 1800s, the British introduced it to the, I don't know if it was the Japanese or the Chinese emperors, got them addicted to it, and they all died, so that the British could. Yeah, it was like a silent war almost.
Wow, in the 1800s.
Yeah. So opioids has a history of being a terrible thing that just kills people, and now for whatever reason, it's coming back, and tons of people are doing it. I have no idea why.
Yeah. That is true. And sometimes I wonder about the same thing. It's just, it's very, very, very mind-boggling, you know, these questions. Because
how certain forces can take over society.
Like, you don't know what sources that are credible to talk to or talk about. And you just really, like, don't know what's going on. There's no education in the area.
That's true. That can be a big force as well, where if you're raised in a certain area that doesn't talk about certain things, that can usually lead to bad things happening. Like if everyone was properly educated across the entire world, I'm sure there would be way less tension between countries. Because I feel like a lot of that happens through either misinformation or just lack of education. It creates an us versus them mentality. If you just don't know certain things, like there can be a lot of people that like if they hear someone's like a group of people speaking another language, they like get upset because they're like they get paranoid or they think they're talking about them or whatever, and then it just creates animosity for no reason. You can see that a lot where people get annoyed whenever other people speak different languages. It's weird.
That's racism.
Yeah, in a way it is. It could be that they're speaking Dutch versus Flemish versus French or whatever. It's still against the idea of there being another. And whether it's xenophobia or racism, it's no good.
Because in Germany, you can study for free. You can go to university.
I think I heard about that. Yeah, they have programs in Europe.
If you speak German. So if you learn the language, you can go and study there for free.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Well, hey, let's sign up. Let's do it right now.
Like, literally.
The only thing that costs money is learning the language, right?
You literally learn the language in 6 months, and you've already saved $40,000. Like, that's
yeah, literally $40,000. Oh.
Yeah, we need SCAS, which is like the program, like from the, you know, like these educational systems. They're charging like $45,000 for a degree, for a piece of paper.
Yeah, because it's not even an institution at this point. It's just a business.
It's just a business, dude.
It's terrible.
It's just a business. Like, I wish I took all that amount of money that I spent there, and I just used it to actually learn from all these online gurus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would have just spent like 15, 16K and learned everything they teach, and then just made money teaching that stuff. That's it. You literally just learn stuff and teach it, and then you're good to go.
Yeah.
As long as you know a little bit more than the average person, you are the next expert. So
that's true. Because, people make jokes about that, where it's like, you know, teachers will just read what tomorrow's lesson is going to be and then show up tomorrow and then teach it. So it's like they're literally only one step ahead of the students. Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
I'm sure that's not how it really is, but, you know, for the few teachers out there, that's probably what they're doing.
Yeah.
But on to the next question that I'll throw at you here. This one's a little different. It's not culture related. It's not business related. It's a little deeper than that.
Okay.
What do you think about the concept of destiny? Are you a big believer in fate and destiny and all that?
Right, would you say
you're more of a, you know, everything's random kind of guy?
Right. I definitely believe that there are certain things that happen in your life for a certain reason, and you're meant to have a purpose, that you have a purpose in life.
Yeah, so there is a pulling force.
I feel like there's a force that guides all of us. And then along that force, we get to make decisions. Like, you know, decisions like, should I do this or should I do that? Should I do this or should I do that? And then you get to, it's like a game. And then you make right or wrong answers. And what you try to be more right than you're more wrong.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's how you win the game.
Yeah.
It's a game. Right?
That's the concept of life. Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel it is. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a component to it that's tied to destiny. But it's not really destiny. It's like a more of a yes or no type of destiny questions.
So it's like a choose your own adventure game where you make the decision, but you only have a certain number of options because your life is going in a certain direction. Yeah. That's one way to look at it. Yeah, absolutely. That's a solid thing. Yeah. Cause for,
that's what I think.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, on to the next question. That was a good one. And this one, it's you sort of answered a little bit, but I'll dig a bit deeper here. What do you consider beautiful? So you're definitely a fan of culture. When it comes to certain things like dance and art, and you know what captures you when you think of it, like
right,
you know
right,
off the top
right,
of your head.
Right. I mean, you know what? To be honest with you, I really love nature.
Yeah. Hey.
Nature,
same here.
Like a big thing for me. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like just going, you know, camping or just in the woods or just in the desert or just on the beach or somewhere in the fucking just away from the city.
Yeah. No, I am 100% with you on that one.
Yeah, man.
Like when I was going to say, when it comes to like the, you know, saving money to go travel, most people are like, oh, let's go to Barcelona, let's go to Rome, let's go to France, let's go to, you know, let's go to Bruges. I usually, the first thing that comes to mind is I want to go somewhere like, you know, New Zealand or even Japan just to see Mount Fuji.
Right,
like,
right,
I think of landscapes
right,
when I think of traveling.
Different. Yeah, yeah.
With a different type of nature and, you know, Australia to see the kangaroos.
Like New Zealand,
yeah.
I've heard that they have, like, great, like, amazing places.
Yeah,
have,
it's,
like,
the Lord of the Rings was filmed there, right?
Oh, really? Lord of the Rings? I didn't know that.
Yeah. The whole landscape is just a big tourist attraction for New Zealand.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Oakland there, right? The main city?
I should know. I don't.
I think it's Oakland. Yeah, that's where it is.
Great.
Yeah, they have Oakland. So yeah, that's the city there. And yeah, I've heard that they have like nice coastlines. You can go learn how to sail too.
Yeah, and their mountains are similar to Hawaii. Just because it's a small island, it's very rigid. Yeah, it looks like dragon bones or, you know, dragon tail or whatever they call it, where it's like it spikes up. It's very vertical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if I were to live on a place, I would love to live on an island, man.
Yeah.
Just like have my own island.
Oh, like that's the dream.
Caribbean.
Yeah.
That is my dream. That's where I want to retire, you know?
That's the one day. That's the bucket list.
Yeah, man.
Put it on the pin. That's nice.
It. That's it.
Nice. So I got another one here for you. If you could chat with any person, dead or alive, who would it be? Have you ever thought about that concept?
That's a really strong question.
Yeah.
That's really, really deep, man. Yeah. Wow. Cool. Yeah, for me, I think it would be, I don't know if it's possible.
Dead or alive.
But now it's like, okay, damn. You know, and that's, I would say like dead, maybe my grandmother.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good answer.
She was very, very wise and, you know, she was the daughter of a mayor of a town.
Oh, really?
In Palestine back in the day. Because that's, you know, that's where I'm from originally, actually.
Yeah.
She was the mayor's daughter, and she was like basically a very, very funny woman, very wise. She was a great saleswoman. Sell gold and stuff like that. So yeah, she was kind of my role model.
Yeah,
so I would love to have a chat with her right now. Now that I'm a little bit grown up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a freaking cool conversation.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Man, yeah, that's a good answer. That's a good one. Did you know her when you were young? Or was she out of the picture before?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. Because I was, like, very little. Like, I was, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, 8. And then she had Alzheimer. She had, you know, Alzheimer.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The memory loss.
Yeah.
Man, so over 5 years, you know, her health just degraded.
Mm-hmm.
And, until she passed away, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that was in 2011, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, but, you know, until 2006, fine. She was fine. And she used to, like, take me with her to different, you know, just visit her friends and stuff. And she would always joke around and have, you know, make jokes and just tell everybody about everybody in the family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they used to love her, you know? She was such an entertainer. So, I learned a lot of my skills, like my skills that I developed through her, just watching her, you know, do all that stuff. So it's crazy.
Yeah, source of inspiration. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I totally feel you, because, I mean, yeah, I feel like I had the same thing with my late grandfather. He was, he loved drawing and whittling, and he was hilarious too. I've only ever known, it's... So I feel you on that one. That's a good answer.
That is awesome. That's cool that, you know, you have a similar thing. Yeah, it's amazing.
Because, yeah, I assume not everyone does.
Yeah.
But, of course. Well, hey, thanks for you sharing, too. So I guess on to the next one. This sort of relates. What were your most formative years?
Sorry, what was that again?
What were your most formative years? The years of your life so far that have changed you as a person? Like, it might have been when you were 13 or when you graduated high school, or...
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
I would say the last 2 years, exactly 2 years.
Yeah.
The last 2 years of my life have been transformational.
Yeah. What are some of the general things that happened, if you could divulge?
Yeah, sure. So, basically, I went to work for the sales company that was a door-to-door kind of sales, and... the culture was basically a self-development culture, and we had to read a lot of books and audiobooks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, like, transformed my skills, my communication skills. like 100%, maybe 1,000%, maybe like,
oh wow, yeah,
yeah, like maybe like, you know, 1,000, you know, it's just like the most, why
it was the birth of your development
in the thousands. Yeah. And because I was always learning, something new every month, right?
Yeah.
And I learned the whole sales process, you know, the different levels of sales, a lot about your body and your awareness and your mind and how to control your thoughts and meditation and grounding and all this stuff that you use. But if you're a business owner and you haven't gone through that development, I honestly would not think you would be a successful like business owner, because as a business owner, you have to be efficient all the time and be productive all the time. And if you just slip, you're fucked. Like you can just go bankrupt.
Yeah, could be one wrong move. So
you, a tripling effect. You're fully in control, but you also need to make more right decisions than wrong decisions. So we're going back to that notion. So it's you're always like in the game. It's fun. It's exciting. It's new, right?
Yeah.
And
but it also has that element of criticalness. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's amazing.
Enjoy it.
And now here you are, a CEO for a developing, successful startup company. It's exciting.
Yeah, man.
Exciting times.
Great, man. I'm very thankful. Like, the one thing I am thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's a good
thing. The fact. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
Bringing the theme in there. Yeah, what are you thankful for?
Yeah, just thankful for me being in my life at this position right now. Like, I know whether or not this state I'm in is going to just continue to another 6 months or 8 months or 9 months, but I know the further I persevere, the more the reward that I'm going to get. So I'm willing to persevere through these hardships until it's just like everybody's so used to, quick gratification, like,
short-term goals and stuff like that.
Yeah, just like because of all this social media stuff. So what I'm trying to say is, even though I'm in the marketing, kind of digital marketing field, I always don't let social media control my life.
Yeah,
and I feel like people need to know that too and practice that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, I completely agree.
They could take over people's lives, and if people can just be more aware of it, then I think we'll be able to have a breakthrough in this technology. Yeah,
just have a better future in general for everyone. If
exactly.
Because, that is, it's a little insidious, but that is kind of what the social media companies are doing, like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. It's all about attention capturing. They just try to take your attention as much as possible because that's how they make money, through advertising. So it's, for us as humanity as a whole, I totally agree. It would definitely be better for us to be able to manage our attention better and see the bigger picture, not just, get that little dopamine rush every time you get a notification. So now we're, exactly. And so we're about 34 minutes into the podcast, so I'm going to switch over to another segment where I ask your opinion on certain topics. And I've also created a third segment, so I'm not sure if I'm going to introduce it or not today, but we'll see as we go into it how deep we go. So I'll start with the first one. What is your opinion on tattoos? Are you a fan of them? Do you have any?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I think I don't have any. So that's one portion of the answer.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's like really two ways you can think about this. Is it better for humanity that people have tattoos? Is it better for evolution and like as society to have people with more tattoos or not?
Yeah, I mean, when you look like, at the whole community.
Just like, yeah, like, is it going to help us survive to the next level of, like, evolution, or is it going to hinder our evolution? And it seems like if people that have tattoos can't really donate blood.
Oh, is that a thing?
It is a thing, man.
I didn't know that. Oh, no.
Yeah, the other day, somebody was telling me, like, people with tattoos cannot donate.
Oh no, that's terrible.
We have a shortage here in Toronto right now of people that are donating blood because nobody can donate blood because everybody has tattoos.
They're all linked up.
Did you know that?
No, I had no idea. That's wow. If that's not a cautionary tale, I don't know what is.
So that's one part of it, but I mean the other part of it is if you just want to have like you know, a representation of who you are, of your identity, you know, how you appear to the world, and sure, that's cool, but I think, like, I mean...
You'll never get a tattoo.
You can, me personally, I'll never get a tattoo. I don't think so.
Okay, that's good.
Unless there's a technology that doesn't really get into my skin.
It just stays on top, like a sleeve.
Yeah, just like a clothes. Sleeve or... Except that material that, you know, meshes with your skin but doesn't really...
Go into it.
I don't know. Yeah, some new technology. I think that's a place for innovation, actually.
Yeah.
It's a great problem that we have right now because it's a great business opportunity. There you go. That's a free idea.
Yeah,
whoever
it's great.
Whoever is listening on the podcast, this is a great idea if you're thinking to have a new business. Go create the next new tattoo that you can have and not... You know, change the people's blood or infect what it is, the blood that's in the blood that makes it not usable, right?
Wow. Yeah. And that's a good way to put it. I mean, there's a lot of kids getting tattoos.
I might go and ask a couple people.
Get patent pending.
Idea.
Yeah. That's great. That's all. All right. On to the next topic here. What is your opinion on... let's go with drug use. How do you find that? Yeah, as a general term.
Sure. I mean, that's really, really very general. And it's really controversial too. But at the same time, it's very interesting because, you know, weed, whatever.
It'll soon be legal.
Years ago, it's soon going to be legal.
Yeah.
Right? And it was not legal, like, 20 years ago. Like, there are people that are in jail right now because they had weed on them.
Yeah.
Where if 20 years ago, if it was legal, they would not have went to jail. So, like, I feel like we should pay these people some money.
There should be some sort of repentance.
Compensation or, like, yeah. Like, what the fuck is going to happen to these people? They're just going to be released from jail or, like...
Are they going to stay in there?
That's kind of one area where I think the government needs to be innovative because that's an opportunity as well.
That's true.
Because they can use this labor and just like, you know, teach it some kind of industry or whatever it is.
Yeah. And plus, like, there is a bit of a problem with the amount or the types of people that are in jail for weed possession. I think it's like grossly black individuals rather than Asian or Hispanic or white. Or I think like... Black and Hispanic rather than white and Asian. It's used as an excuse to just put them in jail. And now that it will be legal, the question is, are you going to release all these people? Is there going to be compensation? Because who knows? Nothing like this has ever happened before in society. There was prohibition, but that was in the 1930s, and I'm sure there wasn't any compensation for that. But we live in a different time now. So, yeah, it's definitely... a curiosity to be seen, for sure. So
yeah, sorry, I texted you there. I think a friend of mine just called me by accident.
Oh, okay.
And that's what's going on. I'm just texting back. Like, yo, I'm on a podcast, man.
Yeah. One sec. I'll be right there. Give me 20 minutes.
I'll be back.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm on a podcast.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. I sent it to him.
Nice.
What's your podcast name? The Secret Podcast.
Joe Vann's Secret Podcast. Yeah.
Joe Vann's?
Yeah.
Joe Vann, The Secret Podcast.
Yeah, by all means, check it out. I'll plug myself all day, especially on here.
Sure, there we go. I just sent it to him.
Perfect.
Let him know. Yeah, that's that, man.
Perfect. So I'll jump to the next one here. What is your opinion on ghosts?
Ghosts?
Are they real?
That's a really tricky question because, I mean, I don't think I believe in ghosts. I would say I believe that there are certain energies and energy beings and energetical beings that interrupt our world, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I believe that we are made of energy, and the different ways we vibrate is how we actually carry ourselves and project ourselves into reality. So that's like another fucking just crazy thought that I have.
Yeah. Well, actually, so I would lean that into another one. What is your opinion on the afterlife? Is that different? Because that would be different than ghosts, because it would be more of an energy concept.
Yeah, I feel like it would be more of an energy concept again, because until it's just the way you leave your body is what matters. I believe the way that you feel about yourself at that time of death is really how you're going to project yourself into the afterlife. I feel like if you live a life of virtue and right doings, then you're always positive, you're always living, like, it's almost like heaven and hell are actually on earth.
Yeah, there's a current, there's a constant sort of battle or combativeness towards morality. Yeah.
Tension between the two, and they're always isolating between the two. So you always want to be more on the better side than the worst side. And as long as you balance that in your life, I feel like you should be good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's like,
you shouldn't worry about that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a worry to you. Just like you're on the right path almost, and you know you're doing the good thing, the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's regardless of whether
what kind of ethics is all about.
Yeah. It's the balance between the right and the wrong, the good and the bad. Because there's always the moral gray area where they're like, if you find a $20 bill laying on the ground, should you take it or should you leave it? Because it's like, you have no idea who owns it. So there are tons of tough decisions like that in life where there is no clear right or wrong answer. And I mean, that's what makes this game interesting, right?
Yeah. The other day I found $35 on the ground.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
I honestly did. I think it was like on, I don't even know, like on Dundas, like on the fucking middle of like Dundas Square.
Oh, true. Dang.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, where can I take this $35 to the
take it to Starbucks. buy a bunch of coffee.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
maybe buy a bunch of coffee and give it to the homeless.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We have a whole like home situation happening in downtown Toronto. That's another topic too.
That's true. That's true. Actually, yeah, I have one. I have one of the opinion questions that's kind of like that. So might as well throw it at you here. What is your opinion on class difference?
Yeah, I think it exists.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think we live in a classification-based economy. Like, look how people, look how the government bills you on the taxes. There are different brackets.
That's true, depending on how much you make, yeah.
It's already putting you into brackets. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, the country we live in is, okay, there's different brackets of different levels of people that pay different amount of tax.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool.
Imagine trying to explain all that to a kid. You're just born into this society, and they have all these classifications for you, even though you don't know what's going on.
So, yeah, you got to tell them, the people that are smarter and better and hustle and more active and want to do more and whatever should get, should pay more to help other people. But, I mean, you definitely need that. So I think, in politics, you really can't have a whole, a liberal kind of government or conservative, you know, all righty or lefty. It needs to be like a mix of both, and it should work, and it does work. Like a lot of European countries, they have their, like Scandinavia.
Yeah.
Like these people, like, live the best life, man.
I don't know much about Scandinavia. Like, well, what is it? Do they? Is it the way that they tax?
They have free education. Like, why don't you speak Scandinavian, just like Germany.
Oh, yeah.
If you speak German, you can just go on and, you know, educate yourself for free education to university level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, we definitely need more push, you know, onto the education system. But again, at the same time, it should be more selective process of what the person wants to learn, rather than just going on to all these university programs. Like, I feel it should be some online, some offline, some like practice, some like different variation of a thing that we call the education system. It shouldn't be the way it is right now, which is so rigid. Right, it's very inflexible. It needs to be more flexible, right?
Yeah, because there's all different types of people, and for whatever reason, that's not taken into account. Whether it's just it's too difficult because there's just too many people, or what? But clearly, it's being done better in other countries. That's for sure.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Is like, let's look at these countries and see what are they doing that is working. What are they doing right now?
Yeah.
That is, you know, working great for them, and how can we learn from them, and how can we copy that?
Yeah, to improve ourselves. Yeah, well, I mean, that's what all businesses do, right? McDonald's comes out saying breakfast all day, every day. Tim Hortons comes out 6 months later saying breakfast all day, every day. It wouldn't be stealing. It's just self-improvement inspired by other, companies or countries or anything like that.
Yeah.
I totally feel you.
So when you think about it, I mean, let's just copy these countries that are more successful than us in these industries, and let's progress. Let's get going. So I feel like I am all for like forward thinking, technologically advanced solutions that would help our society like advance into the future and like innovation.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm passionate about the most, and it's how it interacts with the human aspect that we have, because that augmentation is just so fascinating. Like, you know, we're pretty much going to get just augmented into like technology
that will allow
us to like have access to different realities and just like abilities that will propel us to the future. That's where the future is, like wearables and things like that. So
yeah.
I'm really interested in these things, and I think I want to like promote my own brand in these areas too. So that's one cool thing that I want to also do on the side.
Nice. Well, I mean, all the more power to you. Like, in any way I can help, I'm there. And anybody else listening too.
If anybody listens, they can just reach me at like, just look me up, Jedaya. J-U-D as in Delta, I-D-H, and then S-A-L-I-H, and just look me up on like Facebook, Instagram, connect with me, and if we can do something together, then let's do it. I'm very interested to collaborate with other people, like other people that are looking to make these realities more possible, so yeah.
That's great. That's the official plug, I'd say. Would now be the time to release your name. You sort of did by spelling it out there, but to anyone who didn't get that, I am speaking today with Sal, the CEO of PiFlow Digital Marketing Media. So, hey.
That is awesome.
Yeah, because we're 49 minutes into it now, so anybody who's listened this far in is clearly interested. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I think that should be a spin on your podcast too, is like, it's just like, do you reveal the character or not, like when it enters the podcast, and some do decide to reveal the name and some don't, and then you just like go that way, you know?
Because you are number either, what are you? You're number four. You're the fourth one to reveal your identity. You're the first guy to do it.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, welcome to the club. You're part of the Now Been Revealed, Not So Secret podcast.
No,
that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I got one more opinion question here for you. And then in the final 10 minutes afterwards, I'll see if I can ask you one or two of the third segment that I've created. So we'll see if we can get to that.
We're in for a ride with the Go Bad Show.
Yeah, get ready for it.
Let's go.
So the final one here, what is your opinion on the current state of the world? That's a deep one.
Right. That's a really, really, really deep question.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think we're moving forward, moving backwards?
I think we are in for a ride. That's what I think.
Yeah, hey, I couldn't agree with you more. And yeah, I guess we already talked a lot about it with other countries and culture, so yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, we are in for a good like nice, nice 8 years of like just a ride,
A little turbulence.
Turbulence, but at the same time, like, we're going to, I believe, within the next one or two years into a recession.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a fucking bad one, man. Like a really bad one. But it will be necessary for the next innovators and the big, the next big companies, the next Microsoft and the next Apple, the next just big names, but not these names.
The future innovators.
The future innovators, right?
Yeah.
In a lot of industries. And that crash is crucial for that to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I have to investigate this further, but that's like my big hunch.
That's the pattern you can see.
Yeah, that's the pattern that I see.
Yeah.
And it might be true, it might be wrong, it might be like more plausible, less plausible. I think it's just there's a good chance that will be the case.
Yeah.
And I think it's happening like really soon, within the next 12 months.
Wow.
For sure.
Everybody, keep your eyes open. Pay attention to the stock market if you can. I personally can't read that to save my own life, but yeah. Keep your eyes open. Make sure that you got a good seating. You don't want to get pushed over.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I'm actually excited. I think I'm ready to throw in the third segment here. The first one is just general question. The second segment was, what is your opinion? And now the third segment is, if you had to choose. So, if you're ready, Sal, I'm going to throw one or two of these questions at you.
Sure, go for it.
Okay.
Let's shoot.
If you had to choose, which major sport would you eliminate from existence? Just one. It has to be a major sport. It can't be a weird abstract sport. It has to be one of the big ones.
That's really, I don't know. I never thought about that. I mean, watch sports, man.
Like, well, then it might be a little easier for you. Like, because you could just say anything. Hockey, football, right. American football.
No, I think hockey, basketball, football, soccer, football, American football, regular football, tennis, like all the Olympics, like swimming. Dude, like, these people fucking hustle their asses off.
That's true.
Like, sports, like, people, like, Olympics, like, everybody in the Olympics, like, they fucking hustle, man.
They try their hardest, that's true.
Yeah, sports, like...
If you had to remove one.
I don't know. That's, like, I don't know. I've never really...
One's got to bite the bullet. If you were to... It's like roulette. If you're just to spin that... spin that revolver, which one's it going to land on?
Dude, that's a really hard question, man. I don't know. I would say, like...
Just a random one. Which...
Like chess. I don't know. Chess is not a sport. Now people are... Yeah, chess... I mean, it's more like strategy, right? Like, it's not sport that you have to... But is it a sport? Like,
I think it's a sport. I mean, it's a worldwide phenomenon that people get paid a lot of money to do, so... Sure.
Yeah, so what's a sport?
Well, I would say that's probably it. If chess is the one, then sorry, everybody. Everyone will play OK Go instead. They'll play the Chinese one. Because it's, it's just as hard. It's harder, actually, right? OK Go,
it's
isn't
like
that the
mental,
hardest?
It's mental, strategic, like...
Yeah.
It's a mental game, like mental...
You got to prepare yourself, the same as other athletes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
But it's not physical, right?
So, yeah. Hey, the brain is a physical part of the body, so you're working something out. Yeah.
Exactly. And there's like a mental workout, and then there's a physical workout.
Yeah.
And they're both workouts, right? So that's that's how it is. That's how it's thought of, I guess.
All right, I got another one for you here.
That's really cool.
Yeah. If you were to only have one child, would you have a boy or a girl?
Wow, that's a really hard question.
Which one, like, who do you think you'd be able to, you know, be a better parent to?
What?
If you could only have one child.
I don't know. I would, even if I had, like, one pregnancy situation.
Yeah.
I would rather have, like, two, you know?
Yeah, you would want to have two kids? Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to have a lot of kids.
Okay, nice.
Sure. I think I want to have, like, 10.
10 kids, oi.
Yeah.
I feel bad for whoever the mom is.
I think
I'm going to
have, like, maybe, I don't know.
Even more, 20.
I'm going to have two wives here. But...
You can always divorce, I don't know.
Yeah,
oh, man. But, okay, then who... would of the 10 children... Let's say there's 11. Let's say you have 11 kids.
Yeah, I would just have 5 girls and have 5 boys.
But then let's say you have 11. Would you choose 6 boys or 6 girls?
Probably, yeah, boys.
Boys? Okay, more boys? Less, yeah.
Less headed.
You know, yeah, I guess.
Make him grow up and just, like, let him grow.
You can just, you can pick them up and throw them. It's easier.
Yeah, and then just, like, they learn on their own, whatever they grow, they can work, whatever.
Yeah, sure, yeah. More self-sufficient.
Have some more
little kids.
Yeah, but then, but again, like the girl, like the you had a daughter, and you also kind of have a different relationship. It's like a different love, you know, love for your daughter. You know, it's a different thing, right?
It's
so
true. Could
I
be more powerful.
I feel, but I think either way, I would be fine with the situation. I think.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think I would have no preference.
Well, good luck to whoever you wed. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. I never think about this shit, man.
Like, yeah. Like, well, hey, that's it's better if you don't think about it. I get you on the spot. Yeah. I think I can throw.
More later, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just be more efficient.
So if I could throw one more at you here, let me try and find a good one. Okay, would you rather live in the near future where you're always being watched, or would you live in the Wild West?
Sorry, where in the Wild West? Like in the States, Wild West?
Back in like the 1700s.
Oh, wow.
It's more dangerous, but you have more privacy, you're free, you're more free.
Right.
Do you think you'd rather take...
Or
in the near future, where it's like you're always being watched by Big Brother, you know? You're safer, but there's no...
Like in how many years? Like 20, 30 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's a crazy question. I mean, are we really going to be watched by the Big Brothers? I think we should always have. I think people and human beings will always have the option. As long as you have the option, and you're... Like, that's what Steve Jobs said. Because this was a big issue, like privacy. What's privacy, right?
Yeah.
Because you have this whole thing that's happening with Facebook right now on privacy. Like, I think Steve Jobs said it best. If you're continuously, like, being reminded of your privacy, like, regulations and what you're entailed to and what Facebook is entailed to in terms of the relationship with you. Like, you can delete your pictures, and now you can delete your profile. Like, you're in total control of your information online.
Yeah.
As long as you have that, you're perfect. Now, the problem becomes is, what if you have that, and then other people can hack into it?
That's right.
Steal it online.
Yeah, because that is currently possible. I mean, it's happening.
Yeah.
It happened to those celebrities however many years ago, if you remember. Leaked nudes.
Yeah.
Luckily, I don't take pictures of myself, but if I did, I'd be terrified of the concept. I'd be paranoid the whole time.
Yeah. You know?
So, Sal, we're running into the last 10 seconds here of the podcast. So,
sure.
As we leave the audience, is there one piece of advice that you would give them?
That's really hard. I would say, this is one of the things that a friend of mine said when he kind of received like an award at a sales competition.
Yeah.
Right? So it happened in January of 2018. So my friend, what he said two big words. He said, three, do big things.
Nice.
And I heard that and I was like, shit, this guy, like, that's right.
It's powerful, powerful stuff. Yeah. Well, hey, yeah. Sal, thank you very much for coming on. And I hope to have you on again in a future podcast.
For sure. Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
I really enjoyed this podcast and I look forward to being as part of it. Just hit me up, man.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Thanks. See ya.
Awesome.